pulled together, doing things that we weren't supposed to do, like getting in on hoses up to your knees in mud and hosing stuff down and on shovels. And this was fitters, boiler makers. I was a crane driver, so I was out there too doing it. Then they turn around and do that to us. We thought we had a chance of keeping the mine open by them cutting the numbers and everyone getting in and really putting their full effort into it.
Are you saying that corners were being cut from a health and safety point of view?
Yes, it was.
What kinds of scenarios did you find yourself in that weren't by the book?
We used to go out and clean up underneath certain parts of the plant. Conveyor belts used to run and the ore used to drop into hoppers and that. We used to get in underneath and hose all that out, and there'd be mud and lumps falling down off of the conveyors. The conveyors were never hosed down. They were absolutely running the plant at full capacity. When I first started, they were averaging about 10 to about 12,000 tonne a day. These guys had cranked it up to about 17,000 tonne. We used to do one day a week in maintenance, like a complete shutdown. That all stopped. All the build-up on the overhead conveyor belts, we used to call them widow makers, the lumps of dirt that used to fall down, because if they hit you, they'd kill you. This was all just left. We used to have to do, like, hazard IDs, identify the hazard and put it down on paper and put it in so it could be rectified. And in the last 6 weeks, they stopped it all. We were still putting the hazard IDs in, but they weren't getting read out at the morning meeting like they were usually done. No one knew what was going on. At least if you knew what the hazard IDs were that were put in that day, you could go out and maybe rectify it or get a couple of us together to go and do that to get it out the way, but they stopped all that.
How dangerous do you feel your job became in the final few weeks?
Pretty dangerous with all the overhead conveyor belts all getting clogged up with piling up with mud and stuff, and then just vibration, it just fall off and come tumbling down. There's no warning. That's why we used to call it widow makers.
I understand the Department of Mines and Petroleum inspected the Ellendale mine. What is it that you say happened on one such occasion?
They did an inspection of the whole site and they asked for one to look at one particular crane. We had two cranes there. A little Linmac and an 80-ton Grove. The little Linmac, they wanted to have a look at that, and the mine manager said it wasn't there anymore, but they hid it. They parked it up so they couldn't see it.
Why would they do that?
This crane was in disrepair, mate. It had the wrong tyres on it. I'd been complaining for a long time. My front start sheet, we have to do a start sheet every morning. My top section used to have anywhere between 10 to 12 faults with this crane.
So what would have happened had the Department of Mines and Petroleum seen that crane?
They would have tagged it out. That would have been it. It would never have been used again. They put truck tyres on the front, which is not allowed. The rope had bends in it. The main sheave was half worn. The wear blocks in the boom, because when you stuck all your boom out, it had a twist in it. That meant all the wear blocks in the boom were bent. All the hydraulic rams leaked. It virtually had no brakes.
What would have been the effect then if the Department of Mines had prevented the operation of that crane?
They would have had to have got off their backsides and sourced another crane.
When you say they, you're talking about the mine operator, Kimberley Diamonds?
Yes.
And presumably there would have been a cost then attached to that?
Yes, they would have had to dry hire another crane to do the work that did round the plant.
What would have been the effect in the interim in terms of the production at the mine?
That little crane used to get right into all the little nooks and crannies and where I couldn't get in with the big crane. That was a vital part of the plant, that crane, but they never did any maintenance on it or anything.
So this is a crane that you were operating on a daily basis, personally?
Yes.
What effect did the condition of that crane have on you doing your job?
You become very, very cautious of what you did all the time because you didn't know if you were going to put your foot on the brake and have brakes. You kept your eye on the wire. That was an eye-opener, mate, and I tell you what, I'll never go back to doing that.